Hello, visionary leaders, and welcome to your metamorphosis. Today, we're leaving the nitty-gritty world of daily grind behind. It's time to evolve from a hands-on doer to a big-picture dreamer. If you've ever felt like you're constantly in the trenches, today's the day we learn to rise above. In this session, we'll unveil how to expand your vision, embrace strategic thinking, and lead not just with actions, but with aspirations. As our pal Einstein, yes, good old Albert, once mused, imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world. Strap in, it's time to let your imagination take the wheel. Here's what we'll be covering. We'll start off by looking at vision expansion. It's about seeing the forest and the trees. We'll learn to broaden our perspective beyond the immediate. Then we'll move on to look at strategic delegation. Because let's face it, cloning yourself is still illegal. Time to delegate like a pro. We'll then take a look at emotional intelligence. Tune into your inner Yoda. Wisdom isn't just knowing the market, it's reading the room. Then we'll move on to inspirational leadership. Move over motivational posters. Learn to inspire in ways that would make even Shakespeare take notes. And we'll wrap up with the Dreamer's Toolkit, tools and techniques to keep you dreaming bigger and doing less of the minutiae. I'll be going over each of these and then provide a suggested activity for each topic. Welcome to the Lookout Tower, where leaders survey the horizon. Here's your binoculars. Expanding your vision means understanding not just what your business does, but what it could do. It's about potential, not just profits. Think bigger, global impact, legacy, and yes, even that dream of having a building with your name on it. So here's an activity for you to complete. Envision where you want your business to be in 10 years. Jot down 5 wild dreams that seem just out of reach. Now I want you to keep those in view, literally. Post them near your workspace. Let's take a look now at strategic delegation. Repeat after me. Do less, oversee more. Delegation is the secret sauce of any true leader. It's not about dumping tasks, it's about empowering others. Choose the right people for the right tasks and set clear expectations. This is delegation 101. So here's your activity for this. List tasks that you do daily that others could handle. Identify team members who can take over these tasks with a bit of training. Set a plan to train them and then let go. Yes, they might stumble, but they'll also learn. Now let's look at emotional intelligence. If your business was a person, emotional intelligence would be its EQ. It's about more than just happy employees. It's about a harmonious ecosystem that thrives on mutual respect and understanding. Leaders with high EQ can read between the lines of what team members say and what they don't. Here's an activity related to emotional intelligence. At your next team meeting, practice active listening. Respond not just to words, but to the emotions behind them. This might mean asking more about the concerns behind a comment or recognizing someone's nonverbal cues. Let's look at inspirational leadership now. You see, leadership isn't about steering the ship from a safe harbor. It's about being the lighthouse that guides it through storms. Inspirational leadership is the art of motivating your team to aim for the moon, even when they're worried about the stars. So here's a related activity for you. Create a mission moment. Share a story about what inspires you about your business's impact. Ask your team to share their stories too. This is about connecting hearts to the mission, not just hands to tasks. And finally, there's the Dreamer's Toolkit. Tools make the leader. Whether it's a state-of-the-art CRM or a simple vision board, having the right tools can free you up to focus on future possibilities rather than present problems. Here's a related activity. Choose one tool or software that can automate a current manual process. Implement it and track the time saved over a month. Then redirect that time to strategic planning or team coaching. Okay, so as we wrap up today's leap from doer to dreamer, remember that this transformation isn't just about changing how you work, it's about changing how you think. You've been equipped with the strategies to expand your leadership horizon. Now it's time to put them into practice. Dive into the worksheet provided. It's designed to help you apply today's lessons directly to your unique leadership journey. Each exercise is a step towards transforming your leadership style from hands-on to high-flying. Dream big, lead wisely, and let your imagination lead the way to your business's future.